Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Paul Ruben Rice Lewis.
I have him.
Okay, sir, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing this morning, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Flores, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Ruben Rice Flores, 312475.
Okay, thank you and good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on November 16th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And on that form are your hearing rights. And one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you there. We don't have anyone in the room. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. We have a four-member panel today, and you can see us on the screen there. If you look at the far end of the bench for me, you'll see the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him, the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Oliveri, and you can see Mr. Oliveri now. He's a community corrections officer. He represents the Department of Corrections and your parole officer on this hearing. All right, so before we start your hearing, I need to swear both you and Mr. Oliveri in. So, Mr. Flores and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri and Mr. Flores. Mr. Flores, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, to start the hearing, I'm going to read these two allegations to you, and I need you to tell me if they're true or false. If you think it's false, then we'll take some testimony from Department of Corrections and we can talk more about it then. And then the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. All right, do you understand that process?
Yes, I do.
All right, good. We'll now start phase one of your hearing. And the first allegation on your warrant is that you violated condition number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 20th, 2016, per the task lab report dated December 27th, 2016. Mr. Flores, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true, okay. And the other allegation, number 2, is that you violated condition of supervision number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Vivre, 2501 West Elm in Phoenix, on or about January 2nd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. At that point, your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Flores, is that true or false?
That one is true.
It's true?
It's kind of false also.
Well, I'll tell you, as soon as we finish phase one, then we're going to have lots of time to talk to us. So, so based on Mr. Flores' admission on allegations 1 and 2, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. All right, so Mr. Flores, we can move to phase two, and in phase two of your hearing, we'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So before we move on, though, Mr. Oliveri will give us a little bit of information, just a summary of your case. So hang on the line there. We'll be right back with you for some questions. So Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Flores was released from the Department of Corrections on November 7th of 2016. He was arrested on October 31st of 2017 by Phoenix PD on an absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 302 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on January 2nd of 2018. Current conviction, 2015. Hinder prosecution, first degree, 1 year. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, mental health score of a 1, and a substance abuse score of a 0. There is no STG game information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He had no prior disciplinary history. However, upon his return to DOC custody, he did receive a major for fighting on November 22nd of 2017. One other arrest in 2000, simple assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, and his community risk score is a G1, B2.
All right, thank you, sir. G1, B2. All right, Mr. Flores, just looking over your case notes here, looks like you started out at Traditions, living at Traditions at 2429 West Vista in Phoenix, and then you moved to 3402 West Cypress Avenue in Phoenix.
Yes.
And then in December of last year, you moved to 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. And did you stay at 2501 West Elm for the rest of your time since you were out?
No, I did not.
Where else did you go after 2501 West Elm last December? Where'd you go?
Well, after that, I was staying with, like, got friends here and there, and then, like, I was homeless, so, well, I was working, though.
Okay, so you stayed with friends. All right, and what were you doing for work? What do you do?
I went to work, like, a couple of tent services and, like, side jobs, and when I got out in November, I got my old job back, and then my parole officer sent me to the halfway house, Blu-ray, on Elm Street, and I lost it because he threw me out for house. I was working, you know, as soon as I got out, I got my old job back then.
Well, and what was your old job? What was that?
It was at Sunset Wholesale, in the White House, on 35th Avenue in Osborne.
Okay. Sunset Wholesale.
Other than that, I was doing side jobs, you know, working for temp services, but just doing side jobs for, like, these people that I know.
Okay. Sure. All right. It looks like
also,
you... Okay, go ahead, sir.
And also, the day I got arrested on Halloween, I started a new job that day also. I don't know if that's going to help me out or not, but...
And where was that? Where was the new job?
It was, I really met some guys, like, the day before, and they hired me. They own their own company, and so I did not get the chance to talk to him yet about, like, everything, because I just, like, met him just walking down the
street
the day before, and I was able to talk to him that day more about the information, because I talked to him for about, like, 20 minutes, and they were busy working on one of the company's truck, so I was talking to him the next day when I was on my way to work, but I ended up getting arrested. I was talking to him more about the job.
Okay.
So I don't know the address.
Okay. Well, maybe you could go back there after you are finished.
When I get out.
Okay. It looks like you were referred for to task for some urinalysis, and you provided a few clean ones in November of 2016, but then you had two in December that were positive for amphetamines. What happened there?
I guess just went down.
Did something happen? Was there some event that made you start using drugs, or?
No, there wasn't. I guess it was just my actions, I guess.
Okay.
Wrong choice of actions, I guess.
And were you, did you remember at that point that you had signed conditions of supervision that said you wouldn't use drugs?
You know what? No, I just slipped my mind and I just wasn't thinking about that at the time in the moment.
Okay, all right. Because it looks like your parole officer Ginter, talked to you about, you admitted using meth, and then a few days later, you admitted using both meth and alcohol later in the month, and that's when you were sent to Vivre.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Mr. Flores, you have a very, very limited criminal history. I mean, you've not done very much. I mean, you have hardly any information here. It looks like, though, when you got back to prison in November, you have a major ticket for fighting. What happened there? What was going on?
That was just like, I guess someone on a bad day or bad moment, I guess. But other than that, it wasn't nothing like really big. I really don't want to discuss that, really, tell you the truth.
Was it just you and one other person fighting?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Just but you and...
I don't want to discuss that, tell you the truth. I mean, I don't know how that makes me look, but I don't want to get to that. It was just petty, pretty much.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Flores, we're coming to the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a statement to the board if you'd like to. If you could just do that without repeating things you've already told us. So what else would you like the board to know?
Yesterday was my grandson's birthday. He turned 6. So, and I missed my daughter's birthday in here. She turned 21. And other than that, I really got anything else to say. That I just want to live forward with my life and get through this time. That's it. Other than that, I don't got pretty much anything to say.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Flores. The board is going to go into discussion and make a determination. We operate under the open meeting law in Arizona, so we haven't discussed your case before right now. We have all our discussions in public. So all we ask is that you just remain on the phone there and remain silent, and we will be back with you shortly with a decision.
Sounds good.
All right, good. So the board is now in discussion. Mr. Flores is an individual who has extremely limited involvement with the criminal justice system. However, when he was out on supervision, maybe didn't understand, since it is his first time on supervision, the consequences of, not staying in touch with a parole officer, first of all, as he absconded for 302 days, and then continuing to use drugs, or using drugs, while he was on supervision. He has a release date of January 2nd of 2018, so that's less than a month. And at that point, his sentence will be complete, and there will be no supervision. So I'm not at this point seeing him as a good candidate for reinstatement, but I'd be interested to hear anything my board has to say, or my fellow board members have to say. Mr. Johnson.
I agree, but I just wanted to say, I just hope that Mr. Flores gets his life together. It doesn't seem like he has a long criminal history. He's doing time for hindering prosecution, and other than this absconding for 302 days, he has no prior term, no STG, no prior tickets other than this ticket he got when he went back in, which was major for biting. But I was thinking that he will be released on January 2nd of 2018, that if he takes the time that he has left in there and think about it, gets his life together, so that when he gets out that he won't have to miss any of his kids' and grandkids' birthday graduations or things that come up with as a result of being incarcerated.
Thank you. And Mr. Quinones.
Yes, I just want to echo my colleagues, but with only 26 days left, I would hope that he would take this time to think about whether it was something from the past or new, but he's going to have to deal with this methamphetamine issue. I'd sure hate to see this individual in front of the board again because of an ongoing addiction and associated crimes. Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Neal, did you have any? No? Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Flores's community supervision, as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 302 days, excuse me, and also by using methamphetamine and amphetamines while he was on community supervision. And that is my motion.
Second.
Great.
All right. So back to you, Mr. Flores. You heard our discussion, and I sure hope that you took that seriously. You are a person who does not belong in the criminal justice system. I think you've discovered the prison is no place to be. And we hope that we never see you again. Because of your absconding, I mean, when you're on parole, you have to pretty much do everything the parole officer says. And the fact that you disappeared, and then the fact that you used the drugs, and you heard Mr. Quinones, don't let that become a habit either. I mean, do something to take care of that, because that's a spiral that'll get you back right where you are. So we wish you the very best. You will be released on or about January 2nd. So you've only got 26 more days. You can do it. And when you're done, you'll have no supervision at all. So, Mr. Flores, thank you for being so pleasant with us. We appreciate you participating. And if you just give the phone back to your the CO3.
Yeah, don't hang it up.
Don't hang up. Just
lay it there, settle down.
Lay it down. Right. Thank you, Mr. Flores.
All right,
this concludes your hearing.
Right.